This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Reatas, Reatas. Active ingredient, S. Atazanavir, Atazanavir. This leaflet provides important information about using Reatas. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Reatas. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Reatas? Reatas contains the active ingredient atazanavir. Reatas belongs to a group of medicines called protease inhibitors. Reatas is used in combination with other anti-HIV agents to treat adults and children aged between 6 and 18 years of age who are infected with human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. What is HIV? HIV is a virus that kills important cells in the immune system over time, e.g. CD4 cells. When HIV has killed enough of the immune cells, your body becomes prone to certain types of infections. Some infections are the cause of AIDS-defining illnesses. This is when someone is said to have developed the acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, or AIDS. AIDS is a serious condition, and can lead to death. When HIV infects cells in the immune system, it takes over part of the cell's internal workings, and uses contents of the cells to produce new viruses. Reatas helps to block HIV protease, an enzyme that is needed for the HIV virus to multiply. Reatas may lower the amount of HIV in your blood, and help your body keep its supply of CD4 and T cells. Interfering with the production of new viruses helps to reduce the total amount of HIV in the body and slows down the damage to the immune system. Reatas is not a cure for HIV infection. Taking it will not necessarily prevent the illnesses that commonly occur in people with HIV infection, or AIDS. You can still infect other people with HIV while you are taking this medicine. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Reatas has been prescribed for you. Reatas is not addictive. What should I know before I use Reatas? Warnings. Do not use Reatas if you have severe liver disease. You are allergic to atazanavir or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Do not take Reatas if you are currently taking any of the following medicines. Rifampicin, a medicine used to treat tuberculosis. Sildenafil, if you are taking it for pulmonary arterial hypertension. Medicines used to treat types of cancer, irinotecan, apalutamide, encorafenib, ivosidenib. Sisapride, a medicine used to treat gastric reflux. Alfuzosin, a medicine used in bladder disorders. Anticonvulsant medications, carbamazepine, phenytoin, phenobarbital used to treat epilepsy. Asthma medications, Somedrol. Cholesterol-reducing medicines, lovastatin, simvastatin, lamictopide. Sleeping tablets containing midazolam or triazolam. Medicines to treat psychotic problems containing pimazide or lurasidone. Medicines to treat migraine or severe headaches which contain ergotamine. Herbal products which contain St. John's wort, Hypericum perforatum. Protease inhibitor, Indinavir. Medicines to treat hepatitis C containing ilbaspir/grazoprevir or glecaprevir/bebrenstastvir. If you are taking Reatas with another medicine for the treatment of HIV called ritonavir, then you should not take certain medicines such as calcium channel blockers such as bepridil or a medication known as quinidine. You should also inform your doctor if you are taking fluticasone propionate. If you are not sure if any of these medicines are in the product you are taking, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. Do not use Reatas after the expiry date printed on the back of the pack. If this medicine is taken after the expiry date has passed, it may not work as well. Do not take Reatas if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. Check with your doctor. 1. If you have allergies to other medicines that are called protease inhibitor. Any other medicines you have been given or purchased. Substances such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty in swallowing, or breathing, or severe and sudden onset of pinkish, itchy swellings on the skin, also called hives. 2. If you currently experience or have experienced any medical conditions especially liver problems including hepatitis, yellowing of the skin or eyes, jaundice, or prior use of medicines toxic to the liver. Liver problems may cause higher levels of reactase in the blood, increasing the chance of side effects. Risk factors for chronic kidney disease including diabetes, high blood pressure, established heart problems, heart failure, or heart attack or have had a stroke, a family history of kidney failure, are obese with a body mass index, BMI 30, or higher, are a smoker, are 60 years, or older, are of Aboriginal, or Torres Strait Islander origin. Have a history of acute kidney injury. Hemophilia. Hemophiliac patients may experience increased bleeding when taking reactase. Any problems with a regular heartbeat, diabetes, or impaired glucose tolerance. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you use reactase. Your doctor may monitor your kidney function prior to and during your treatment with reactase. Your doctor may switch you to an alternative treatment if your kidney function changes. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Experience is limited with the use of reactase in pregnant women. Therefore, it should not be used during pregnancy unless it is clearly needed. If there is an urgent need to consider reactase during pregnancy, your doctor will discuss with you the benefits and risks of taking it. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known whether reactase passes into breast milk. Therefore, to avoid possible side effects in the nursing infant, mothers should stop breastfeeding. If they are taking reactase, breastfeeding can also transfer HIV to babies. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Medicines for HIV. Reactase will be given with other anti-HIV medicines. Some of these anti-HIV medicines may affect the way reactase works, and reactase may affect the way some other anti-HIV medicines work. Your doctor has all the current information on the effects these medicines have on one another, and will discuss with you the combination of medicines that you should be taking. Medicines for other conditions. You should also tell your doctor if you are taking any of the following medicines. Medicines to treat hepatitis, e.g. telaprevir, baciprevir, sofosbuvir/velpatasvir/vaxilaprevir. Proton pump inhibitors, or histamine 2 receptor antagonists, medicines used to treat stomach ulcers, or other stomach disorders. If you plan to take, or are currently taking either histamine 2 receptor antagonists, such as cimetidine, famotidine, ranitidine, or other medicines in this class, or proton pump inhibitors, such as omeprazole, or others in this class of medicine, then you must speak to your doctor as these may reduce the effectiveness of reactase. Depending on your medical history, these medicines may not be suitable for you. Talk to your doctor for further information. Macrolide antibiotics, clarithromycin, roxithromycin, erythromycin, or azithromycin used to treat various infections. Antifungal medication, voriconazole used to treat fungal infections. Anticonvulsant medication, lamotrigine used to treat epilepsy. Erectile dysfunction agents used to treat impotence, sildenafil, tadalafil, vardenafil, amiodarone, bepridil, lignocaine, quinidine, or tricyclic antidepressants. If you take any of these medicines, your doctor may ask you to have blood tests just to make sure that reactase and the other medicine are not affecting the way each medicine works. Calcium channel blockers, such as diltiazem, filodipine, nifedipine, nicardipine, or verapamil, medicines used to treat high blood pressure. Antacids and buffered medicines reduce the absorption of reactase. These medicines should be taken 1 hour before or 2 hours after reactase. Drugs that affect the electrical activity of the heart. Oral contraceptives. Reactase may affect the safety and effectiveness of birth control pills or the patch. Speak to your doctor about the type of contraception that is most suitable for you. Pain medications, buprenorphine. Gout medications, colchicine. Bisentan, a medication used to treat pulmonary arterial hypertension. Anticoagulant medications including warfarin, bitrixaban, dabigatran, edoxaban, rivaroxaban and apixaban. Medications used to prevent blood clots, ticagrelor, clopidogrel and prasugrel. Medications used to treat certain types of cancer, apalutamide, encorafenib and ivosidenib, dexamethasone and other corticosteroids. This is not a complete list of medicines you should tell your doctor about. It is important that you tell your doctor or pharmacist about the medicines you are taking, even if they're not listed in this leaflet. They will be able to provide you with more information than is contained within this leaflet on the medicines you need to be careful with or should avoid while taking Rietas. Your doctor will be able to advise you about the most appropriate medications to treat your condition. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Rietas. How do I use Rietas? How much to take? If you are new to HIV treatment, your doctor may prescribe Rietas 400 mg, 2x200 mg capsules once a day with food, or Rietas 300 mg once daily with ritonavir, 100 mg daily taken with food. If you have been on previous HIV treatment, the usual dose is Rietas 300 mg once daily with ritonavir, 100 mg daily taken with food. Your doctor will tell you what dose of Rietas you should take. If you're between the ages of 6 and 18 years old, the dose of Rietas will be different. Please follow your doctor's instructions. Follow the instructions provided and use Rietas until your doctor tells you to stop. How to take Rietas? Swallow the capsules whole with a drink such as a glass of water or fruit juice. The dose of Rietas should be taken with food. When to take Rietas? You may take Rietas capsules at any time. It is recommended, however, that you take your medicine at about the same time each day. Taking Rietas at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take the capsules. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist to work out when it is best for you to take your doses of Rietas. How long to take Rietas? Rietas helps control your condition, but does not cure it. Therefore, you must take Rietas every day as directed by your doctor. Continue taking Rietas for as long as your doctor tells you to. Do not stop taking Rietas unless your doctor tells you to, even if you feel better. If you forget to take Rietas, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to take it. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember and then go back to taking it as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering when to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints and inform your doctor that you have missed a dose. It is very important not to miss your doses of Rietas. If you miss doses, the virus may become resistant to your HIV medicines. If you take too much Rietas, if you think that you have used too much Rietas, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Rietas? Things you should do. Make sure that you visit your doctor regularly throughout your entire course of treatment with Rietas. If you plan to become pregnant or become pregnant while taking Rietas, tell your doctor immediately. Pregnant women have experienced serious side effects when taking atazanavir, the active ingredient in Rietas in combination with didanazine and stavudine. If you are about to start taking any new medicines, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Rietas. Rietas may interfere with the medicine you are taking. If you are about to have any medical tests, tell your doctor that you are taking Rietas. Rietas may interfere with the results of these tests. If you plan to have surgery, tell your doctor or dentist that you are taking Rietas. You may wish to discuss disclosure issues with your doctor about who should know you are taking Rietas. You should have your liver functions and blood tested when your doctor advises on a regular basis to ensure that your body chemistry is functioning normally and that Rietas is working. Things you should not do. Do not give Rietas to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use Rietas to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop taking Rietas without checking with your doctor. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Rietas affects you. Some patients taking Rietas have experienced dizziness. It is not known if this was caused by Rietas. Make sure you know how you react to Reuters before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. If you are dizzy, things that may help your condition. Things that may help your general health are suggested below. Exercise, healthy eating, stress reduction, counseling, regular visits to your doctor to monitor your health, good oral hygiene, support groups. Talk with your doctor about all of the above suggestions. You can also access further information about HIV and services for people with HIV by contacting your local AIDS Council, Positive Living Center, or PLWHA organization. Looking after your medicine. Store Reuters capsules in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Keep your capsules in the bottle until it is time to take them. If you take the capsules out of the bottle, they may not keep as well. Do not store Reuters or any other medicine in the bathroom or near the kitchen sink. Do not leave it in the car. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep Reuters capsules where children cannot reach them. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor tells you that you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Tingling of the hands or feet. Abdominal pain, abdominal distension or tenderness, vomiting. Changes to the distribution of fat on your body. Pain in the joints, muscle pain. Ulcers in the mouth, esophagus, pain, or burning on swallowing, or stomach, pain, or indigestion. Skin rash that may be severe. Severe rash, or a rash with flu-like illness symptoms, blisters, fever, mouth sores, muscle, or joint pain, swelling in the face, inflammation of the eye which causes redness, conjunctivitis, painful, warm, or red lumps, nodules. Changes in heart rhythm, fainting. Increased bleeding in hemophiliac patients. Gallbladder disorders, which may include gallstones and gallbladder inflammation, symptoms may include pain in the middle upper stomach, fever, nausea, or vomiting, or yellowing of the skin, jaundice and the whites of the eyes, scleral icterus. Kidney stones, symptoms may include pain in your side, blood in your urine, pain when you urinate. Liver problems, or a worsening of existing liver problems, including hepatitis B or C infection, symptoms may include yellowing of the skin or eyes, jaundice, vomiting, fever and dark colored urine. Lactic acidosis, symptoms may include nausea, vomiting, unusual or unexpected stomach discomfort, feeling very weak and tight, short of breath, or weakness in arms and legs. Allergic reaction, symptoms may include a swelling of the face, lips, or throat which makes breathing difficult. Yellowing of your skin, jaundice, or the white part of your eyes, scleral icterus. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Call your doctor, if your skin or the whites of your eyes turn yellow. Although it is unlikely that these effects will cause damage to your skin, eyes, or liver, it is important that you tell your doctor promptly if they occur. Other side effects. Common side effects. Headache. Vomiting. Diarrhea. Abdominal pain. Stomach pain. Or discomfort. Nausea. Dyspepsia. Indigestion. Or upset stomach. Flatulence. Wind. Fatigue. Extreme tiredness. Or loss of strength and energy. Dizziness. Insomnia. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Reuters contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Azacitidine is the sulfate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate, crospovidone, and magnesium stearate. The capsule shell is made from gelatin, titanium dioxide and FD. An. C. Blue. 2. The 300 mg capsule shell also contains red iron oxide, black iron oxide and yellow iron oxide. Potential allergens. Lactose monohydrate. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Reatas capsules look like? Reatas 200 mg capsules, blue capsules, marked BMS 200 mg and 3631 in white. 200 mg of azacitidine is the sulfate per capsule, 60 capsules per bottle, Ostar 99056. Reatas 300 mg capsules, red and blue capsules, marked BMS 300 mg and 3622 in white. 300 mg of azacitidine is the sulfate per capsule, 30 capsules per bottle, Ostar 1349 67. Who distributes Reatas? Bristol Myers Squibb Australia Pty Ltd. 4 Nexus Court, Mulgrave. Victoria 3170. Australia. Toll-free number. 1-800-067-567. Email, medinfo.australia@bms.com. Reatas is a registered trademark of Bristol Myers Squibb Company. This leaflet was prepared in March 2024.